Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
We have heard Stuart McDonald live in the KNKX studios as a sideman with various groups, Happy Orchestra, recently with Brent Plummer's band. Stuart McDonald is in the lead today. A native Northwester, matriculated at Roosevelt High and acclaimed band director Scott Brown's early days. He's been tutored by local sax icons Don Lanfear, Hadley Kalaman, Pete Chrislieb, and Stuart's currently studying for his master's in jazz and teaching at the University of Washington. You can catch his weekly jazz nights at Tim's Tavern in Greenwood on most Wednesdays. Please welcome on saxophone Stuart McDonald and friends.
Thank you.
Stuart McDonald and Friends, live on 88.5 KNKX. A beautiful tune called Waiting, written by the drummer in the band, Xavier Lecouturier. Nice stuff, Xavier, with Ben Feldman bass, Don Clement at the piano, Stuart McDonald in the lead. Great to have you back in our studios in the leading role, Stuart. As I mentioned in my introduction, you are an authentic Northwest native, part of the Scott Brown early band at Roosevelt High School. And you were working with, I think, Mark Taylor and Greg Sinibaldi were in that band at the same time.
Yeah. When I showed up, I guess that was 1987 in the fall. Both of those guys were in the band. And so they were a couple of the first jazz saxophonists that I ever heard. Actually,
now those are Roosevelt and Garfield would soon light up the city with constant winds.
Who is the other one?
I can't remember. The Essentially Ellington Competitions became a breeze for local bands, and I wonder you kind of are leading to it. There's a bit of a rivalry.
There used to be,
but was there a lot of buzz even around that time about the high school bands playing jazz around here?
There were, but it was not anywhere near what we're dealing with these days. Yeah, there were a couple of programs, and of course Clarence Acocks was at Garfield already, and Scott Brown, and those guys were kind of carrying on in the tradition of the people that came before them. And
right,
but there was no Essentially Ellington competition, and our big one was, I guess, the Lionel Hampton Festival in Idaho, and also we would go down to Clark College every year. So those were a couple that were sort of highlights each year.
So for a young man who's getting introduced to jazz in the 80s, was there interesting stuff happening in the modern jazz field for a young man, or were you kind of looking back at the history?
I did a lot of looking back, I think.
Yeah.
And again, it was kind of different in that there weren't as many pathways to connect with people who were playing at that time, like with professionals that were even in Seattle and on the scene. I ended up being fortunate enough to get to play with Clarence and Mike Brockman and Phil Sparks and Ed Lee, some of those guys, when I was kind of coming out of high school. But did a lot of listening to records, actually. Kind of lived in a world of records for a while. Yeah,
and a little bit of living in the world of football. You were a star football player in high school, and you got a scholarship to go play football at Central. Is that
no,
right?
No scholarship, but I was accepted there and was ready to go and do that. And they had and still do have an outstanding jazz program
there.
They
do, so right?
It seemed like a good fit to me at the time, but ended up kind of taking a different path.
So. Yeah, and I think Berklee College was also, you ended up going to Berklee for a little bit.
I did.
What was your method of operation after high school? What were you running around doing? More freelancing?
Trying to figure out life, you know? Actually, jazz to me, even at that age when I was 17, it presented kind of an alternative to, I guess I can only call it, white middle class boredom. And what we used to call the rat race. So for me, it was a way to do something else and something that was creative and just kind of be independent and on my own. And of course, I was naive about so many things that related to that. But I didn't have a lot of pressure to do this or that or that. So it was kind of left up to me to decide.
Well, we're glad to have you here doing what you're doing right now this afternoon. We've got Stuart McDonald and Friends live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX. And this one, kind of a twist on a bebop classic, Stuart?
Yeah, we're going to blow a little bit on Charlie Parker's Confirmation.
All right, it's here for Stuart McDonald and Friends live on 88.5. Thank you. Stuart McDonald and Friends live on 88.5 KNKX. Stuart, joined by Don Clement at the piano, Ben Feldman bass, Xavier Lecouturier at the drums. I wanted to talk a little bit about you also, although next 2 weeks are skipping, the regular live weekly gig at Tim's Tavern up in Greenwood. Got to be really nice to have a regular weekly gig where you know you can settle in every week and practice new things. And I wonder how you, if you have any tips for developing a live jazz night at a bar for a musician that says, well, I want to do that too. Is it easy? I mean, you got to find a smart bartender?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, it is easy. You just show up every time. So that's step one. I hadn't had a weekly gig in a number of years. And the last time I did was at a place called the Dexter and Hayes Pub, which was on the corner of Dexter Avenue North and Hayes Street. Mm-hmm. And that was 15 or so years ago. So it's a challenge because it can start to feel like a job, I guess, where you got to show up whether you're feeling like it or not. And then all the kind of coordination that goes into getting a band together. And, I don't know, I haven't always been that good at planning ahead. So some of my best ideas come, I think in the spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. Some of my absolute worst ideas have also come in the spur of the moment. So, but to get it together and keep doing it is great. And to get paid to do it is even better. So I'm still waiting on the latter.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of getting paid, you've managed to work yourself into a diverse collection of bands. I think you've played with Clinton Fearon and his reggae group and the Sharpshooters and Happy Orchestra.
Yeah.
And I wonder what you can tell us about the job of a hired gun, of a sideman, of getting in and playing the music that somebody else wrote.
I think that a lot of people, or at least I talk to a lot of younger people that for whom that isn't really a priority. And I understand that. So I like art and I consider myself an artist, but what I really love is to play the saxophone and get paid for it and to hang out with my friends and do that. But if I had any advice at all, it's just to try to make the music that you're playing sound better, you know, if it's not your own, or even if it is. But just as a sideman, that's kind of my approach. I try to just hook into whatever the band leader is doing and try to help them out.
Now, I understand as you're approaching your master's degree at the University of Washington, you're also doing some teaching there, and so you're heavily involved in jazz education right now. And I wonder if teaching the history of jazz to young kids who want to make music on their laptop is more difficult, do you think, or do you think these kids are listening like you were when you were young?
Well, to qualify that, I will be teaching once again the history of jazz course this spring quarter. Mm-hmm. It's mostly non-music majors in that class.
Okay.
So the things that people are doing on their laptops don't always involve anything to do with music. So that's kind of the challenge for me, is to try to share the music that I love and convince people of the value of just taking a break from the looking at stuff and just use your ears for a little bit.
Right on. Stuart McDonald's band Trace Generations is playing at the Seattle Art Museum Thursday. Tell us about Trace Generations and pulling in players from different age ranges.
It's kind of an ongoing project, and I want to make sure that I thank the Rainier Foundation. I received a generous grant from them to help me with this endeavor. Mostly it involves just connecting people that might not have been hooked up. And good example is the trio that Don will be leading on Thursday. Mike Gebhardt will be playing drums, and I know he's been in here in the studio. But, you know, when people are adults and leading busy lives and trying to kind of make a go of it, it's hard to have a lot of extra energy to see what's out there. And so I sort of connected those guys together, and they've been rehearsing and getting their thing together for Thursday. And same with my group. I'll be playing with a couple of my colleagues from the UW. Two of whom, Tony Lefebvre on bass and Lucas Winter on guitar. Lucas was a student of Don's at Cornish. And I actually met both Lucas and Tony when they were freshmen at Roosevelt High School, and I was their first jazz band director in high school. So we've got a lot of connections there, and it's just kind of fun to see how everyone's paths have kind of intertwined, and here we are.
And we've got time for one more tune. In fact, we're gonna trick everybody and throw two tunes into one.
Yeah. These are Duke Ellington original compositions.
A little mashup of sentimental mood and things ain't what they used to be. Stuart McDonald and Friends live on 88.5.